ladies. All right, so I'll just go down the line. We've got Jen Rothenbuehler here. We've got Sister Peggy, and then we've got Sister Gabriella. So good morning, ladies, from the Presentation Sisters. And we're excited to be partnering with you guys all month long on Warming a Neighbor. And tell us a little bit about Warm a Neighbor and even, you know, Presentation Sisters in case, you know, someone's just like, what do you guys do?
Yes, well, I'll tell you a little bit about Warm a Neighbor. We're so excited to have this be the second year of partnering with Life 96.5 and just a great opportunity to provide during this cold time of the year some hats, gloves, mittens, scarves for those in need. And so we have boxes at all of the local Sioux Falls Hy-Vees where you can drop off those items. And we just encourage you to please do so and just kind of spread the love and the warmth of some of those items.
Especially when it's going to be freezing cold, literally, this weekend. And so who are these items going to be going to or benefiting?
So they will be benefiting all of the people that are served at Caminando Juntos, our Hispanic ministry here in Sioux Falls. And I'll maybe let Sister Peggy share a little bit more about the ministry and what the sisters are doing there.
Okay, Caminando Juntos is a ministry that is sponsored by the Presentation Sisters of Aberdeen, South Dakota. Actually, we've been here 135 years, the Presentation Sisters in Dakota Territory. And if I could just say share a story.
Oh, yes, because love stories.
135 years ago, that was in 1880, there was this infamous blizzard, 1881. This is when these five women from Ireland came over to the Dakotas, illy clad with their habits. And anyway, they were living in the sod hut. Well, during the blizzard, their hut caved in. Unfortunately, but fortunately, the Native Americans who they were serving came to their assistance and clad them with a new wigwam and with hats and scarves and gloves and mittens and blankets. And I like to think of that as being the touch mark of even this project, that here it was like reverse ministry, where the sisters were being ministered to. And we find that, too, at our ministry. We think we're ministering to the Hispanics. However, we are ministered by them, by their smile. I just was reading Luke this morning in prayer, and it says, this is right after the baptism of Jesus. Jesus was just baptized, and he opens a scroll, and he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor." We're kind of bringing, people who are donating these are bringing glad tidings to the poor, but they're bringing glad tidings to us too.
Yeah. Do you remember last year, because we partnered with you guys last year on Warm a Neighbor, do you remember any stories or how it affected the Latino immigrants that were able to receive these gifts?
We're finding that people are coming from other states. For instance, California and Texas, they come in their car with nothing from a warmer climate because they're looking for a job. And so they have nothing. They have no warm clothes. They have no boots. They have no socks. They have no nothing for their heads. And they're very grateful. And we've had taken some pictures of them receiving, not just the children with smiles on their faces, but the adults too, because they're spending their money, what little they have, on the children and going without. So it's been a great benefit to us, a huge benefit.
It is. I was going to say, what a huge blessing, because then, you know, if you're coming and you're trying to find work and stuff, you have little money in your pocket, if any at all, and you're trying to get food and just the basics of life and stuff. And so what a generous help this would be. So all month long, partnering with you guys. And once again, Jen, drop off locations and things that people can help out.
Yes, so all the drop-off locations, again, are at the Hy-Vees here in Sioux Falls. Most of them are by the customer service areas. If you stop in and you can't find them, please just ask at customer service. They're very aware of the project. And we just hope that you, again, kind of spread the love.
There you go. New hats, gloves, mittens, scarves.